Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. Is everyone taking a deep breath after the last week and a half? My goodness, it has been a barrage of information. And if you missed it late on Friday, there was one more announcement. It's kind of an interesting one, actually. The Trump administration announced that certain technology goods would actually not be subjected to that additional reciprocal tariff rate. Remember, the Chinese rate is 145%. But then late on Friday, the government said, okay, semiconductors or smartphones, you know, computers, flat screen TVs, they are no longer subject to that 145% from China. They are subject to the 10% blanket tariff rate or the 20% rate that is applied to all Chinese goods. So let me translate that for you.
Please, yes. Yeah, that'd be great.
You can buy an iPhone that is basically assembled in China, made and assembled in China, and you can import it here to the United States, and Apple will have to pay a 20% fee to get that phone, and you'll get, you know, they'll probably pass along some of the charge to you, okay? But if you wanted to say, like, this is what the government says they want from us. They say, well, we want there to be manufacturing that moves back to the United States. Let's just pretend you're an Apple upstart, or you're Apple itself, and you can now say, oh, well, you can build the iPhone here in the United States. If you actually import all of the components to the iPhone that you want to make here in the United States, those components will be subject to a 145% tariff. In other words, this exemption makes absolutely no sense if your goal is to create manufacturing in the United States. So it is essentially good news if you're Apple, because it's kind of like business as usual, and I guess it was worth it to, you know, give the government $1 million for the inauguration, et cetera. But for everyone else who's saying, well, why are we going through all this upheaval? It doesn't look like this gets us any closer to pushing manufacturing to the United States.
Do you think we're still in danger of a recession?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I sure do. Now, it doesn't mean it's a foregone conclusion, because let's just pretend that if there are a series of deals that are knocked out, okay, and there have to be a lot of deals, right, especially with the Chinese. If there is a series of negotiated deals, those will take place over time. But what is happening right now is business and consumer confidence is plunging. What happens when confidence goes down is we sit on our hands. We don't do anything. So what do I mean by that? Like, we just got a report out from the University of Michigan, which says that consumers are reporting their confidence level is weaker than it was during the 2008 financial crisis. Mm. That means people are worried. And when they're worried, they don't spend a lot of money. And when businesses are worried, they don't do anything but sort of sit and wait to see what occurs. That sit and wait means that economic activity is going to take a hit. And so what we are expecting is not necessarily a recession, but we're certainly going to see the economy slow down, even if everything went back to where it was just, a month ago, because we would have a bunch of businesses and consumers who have felt burned by the news cycle. They'd be scared to spend. And when we have people who are, and businesses that are kind of scared to spend, that's when economic activity takes a dip.
Jill, what would you say to those who maybe are investing or playing the market, so to speak, and they're concerned about their investments?
Yes, I know. This is like a really unnerving time because, you know, usually when you're an investor and bad stuff starts to happen, you own some stock index funds, you own some bond index funds, you know, sort of like a general retirement account. You got a little bit of everything. You've got diversified portfolios, right? And in this case, what we are seeing is that the bond part of the portfolio, just because of the specific nature of what's happening in these tariff conflicts, especially with China, we're starting to see the bond market come undone. So what I would say is this. It is very difficult to make a decision in the middle of a massive news cycle. And I would really suggest that people try to stick to what their long-term game plan is, with a big exception. You ready? The big exception, gang, is if you need money within 12 or 18 months, that money should not have been put at risk. You might have made a mistake. You might have said, got excited about the market at the end of last year, and you put all of your retirement money in the stock market. And now you realize, well, wait a second. In a year, I'm going to retire, and I'm going to need some amount of money from my portfolio. Not everything, but some amount. Whatever that amount is that you know you're going to need, whether it's for your retirement and your cash needs, or it's your kid's tuition check, whatever it is you think you need, please make sure that it is not at risk in anything that can go down. That's really the lesson of where we are right now.
Jill, as I let you go, what are the other things besides tariffs that you're following this week?
Nothing and nothing. No, I'm just kidding. So we're going to get a retail sales report out in the middle of this week. Again, we're really trying to track our people changing their spending habits. And we continue to have corporate earnings. You know, last week we had big bank earnings at the end of last week. But in a weird way, all these things that I'm talking about, it's a little bit of old news because these are reports that reflect what has happened, not what is happening this minute.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, thanks for the time as always. Have a great week.
You too. Take care.